The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, three useful steps for practice of mindfulness. It's useful to include a substantial amount of acknowledgement of what's happening. It's useful to add into mindfulness practice a substantial amount of time to feel what's happening. And it's helpful to spend some time softening with what's happening. So these three aspects, to acknowledge, to feel, and to soften. And I think mindfulness has a lot to do with acknowledging what's happening. And so to some people, it can be even be more than acknowledging. It's so meaningful that it's more likely being, it can be expressed as being honest about what's happening. To be really honest, this is what's happening right now. This is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm thinking. This is what's going on for me. But to acknowledge it, and for me, the word acknowledgement carries with it the association of respect. That no matter what you're acknowledging, that you're acknowledging with some respect. Even if what you're acknowledging is not good news about yourself. There's something very mature or respectful or non-conflictive about the acknowledgement. This is how it is. This is what's happening now. And for some people, it's really radical to no longer be in conflict or in desire or fix-it mode or running away mode about what's happening, but to actually stop and just make space and just acknowledge, just simply acknowledge. It kind of changes the inner ecology of a mind quite dramatically. And there can be a lot of ease that can come just by focusing. All you have to do is acknowledge. Acknowledge what's there, acknowledge what's there. Or to acknowledge the respect, that it warrants our attention. That no matter what we're experiencing, if we're experiencing it, it warrants, it deserves, in a sense, to be seen, to be acknowledged, to be recognized, that it's here. It's very easy for people to be at war with different parts of themselves. And sometimes it's quite dramatic, the inner split that some people have between the good side and the bad side, in a sense, of who they are, think they are. And these two sides are at war. The practice of mindfulness is meant to heal the inner conflicts that we carry with us. And a big part of that happens by just acknowledging what's there. Acknowledge the war, the conflict, acknowledge the different sides. And this acknowledgement that just kind of, it's okay. You know, that is not in conflict with what is not trying to fix what is, not judging what is, but seeing it for what it is, seeing it clearly. So this acknowledgement is an important part of practice. The second part is the part of feeling. Once we've acknowledged something, we want to, in a sense, get closer to it, or we want to allow it to kind of move through us or do what it's going to do or show itself in a fuller, more deeper way. And the acknowledgement is a little bit cognitive. It's a little bit like the mind kind of recognizing this is what's happening. And it can be very helpful, the acknowledgement, in creating a certain separation from our experience, so we're not lost or caught up in it. That sense of separation or distance can sometimes be very helpful. But the feeling of it puts you back in it, or feeling of it kind of makes sure you're not in observing it. You're not aloof from it, or you're not resisting it or somehow staying up in your head around it. But you're also including the body, the emotional body, how you feel. So whether, you know, what it feels like, whether it feels, you know, I like to think of it as how is the body experiencing the experience of the moment? So it doesn't have to be, you know, we think of feeling as being somehow emotional, but it doesn't have to be emotional. When I was meditating in Burma, we would, during the monsoon season, it would be, you know, not raining, and then suddenly, like a, you know, just like sudden, dramatic, loud downpouring of rain, which is, I couldn't believe how much rain could come out of the sky when I was in Burma. They're just unbelievable. And and we had these tin roofs, so just suddenly, I had one practice I had was as soon as it started raining, I would tune into my body and see how my body was experiencing the shift in the atmospheric humidity or pressure or I don't know what, you know, what was going on. So I knew it was raining, but then what did it feel like to, what did it feel like to be in that new, in the rain? I was dry, but what did I feel like? And what shifted inside of me? So it wasn't an emotional feeling, it was sensations. So what are the sensations? What are the feelings? What does it feel like in your body, in your mind, in your heart, whatever it is you're acknowledging? So to take time getting to know that, so that it's not just cognitive, it's not just thinking about it, it's not having stories about it, it's not judging it. And it's part of this kind of respectful making space for our experience and giving our experience time to be there, not to be in a hurry. I think being in a hurry is interferes with mindfulness almost more than anything else. Take your time to really get to know it. What is this? Let's feel it. And same thing with the breath. When you're with your breathing, do you feel your breathing in the sense that are you really present for what the experience of breathing is like in your body? What's the impact on your body? What's the way it resonates? What's the way the body kind of is impacted by the experience of breathing? So come back into the body. Come back into the body. And the body is not a story. So it's a way of helping us be in the present moment. The body is always in the present moment. So we acknowledge what's there. Take time acknowledging it. Be honest about what's there. Respectful of what's there. Try to simplify how we are so we can just acknowledge it without being reactive to it. And then, when you're ready, feel it. Feel it more fully. Make space to feel it. And one of the things about feeling in this respectful, open-handed way is that all feelings that we have, all experiences we have in our body, all emotions we have, are not things, but they're processes. And as we feel it more fully, it kind of lets the process unfold in a way that it needs to unfold. But if we don't feel it, we're not present for it, then it's too easy to interfere with it or to interrupt it. What needs to unfold. So to feel it, to allow something to unfold, see what's there. And then the third part, from time to time, it's nice to soften. Softening can also mean letting go. Once you've fully acknowledged and felt something, then it makes sense to let go of it. Because of a great emphasis sometimes in Buddhism on letting go, some people let go too early, too quickly. And you don't want to be in a hurry to let go. It doesn't make a lot of sense, I think. It's not very healthy to let go so quickly that you haven't really seen or understood or felt what it is you're letting go of. So you want to give yourself time. Even if you can let go of something, make sure you've really been with it, seen it, understood it for a while. So sometimes it's letting go, but sometimes softening just means softening. Sometimes softening means that the thing itself, like the tension or the holding or whatever we have in our, maybe can be relaxed a little bit. Sometimes what needs to be softened or can be softened is not the thing we're acknowledging, but our relationship to the thing. So we might be kind of riding it very close or pulling back from it or afraid of it, and perhaps how we hold it in the awareness can be softened. Some people like the expression to make breathing room for your experience, which is kind of nice, you know, because we focus so much on the breath. Make breathing room, but make room for the experience. And softening means make room, open up around it. It's also very respectful, make room for something. I'm angry, and it's pretty ugly in my mind how angry and upset I am. So I'll acknowledge that, I'm angry, it doesn't look good. Let me feel it, it's hot and tense in there, so feel that for a while. And then can I make space to be angry? Can I make it okay to be angry? Can I make lots of room for my anger? Or maybe the tension around the anger, maybe that can be softened a little bit. So So these three steps that sometimes is nice to use in a little bit in a systematic way, as a way of giving the mind something to do to help the mind get settled. Sometimes the mind needs to rally around something so that it's not so scattered, jumping around, doing all this. And so these three steps. Okay, what needs to be acknowledged right now? What's happening right now? And then don't settle for a simple acknowledgement, but kind of spend a little bit more time with it. What really needs to be acknowledged? Respectful acknowledgement means kind of listening to it. And then take the time to feel it. Spend time really getting to know it. And again, this idea of listening, getting to know, not being in a hurry, but to get to know, what is this? And then when the time is right, is there some way of softening the mind around it, how you pay attention to how you are with it, softening it in itself, letting go, settling in. And then once you've gone through that process, maybe then start over again, do it again. And in doing this way, it's one of the ways of not allowing the wandering mind, the reactive mind, the busy mind, to have the upper hand, but to let your practice get the upper hand, and so that the wandering mind, the busy mind, can begin to settle down and not always be fed and fueled. So sometimes a little bit intentional, changing the inner ecology by intending to do something with the attention is helpful for this process. So intending to acknowledge, intending to feel, intending to soften. Very relaxed and soft way, keeping you going. So, and then this morning someone told me a wonderful thing. I think it was, it mentioned how there's some teacher who, after giving instructions for some practice in meditation, the teacher will always end by saying, give the instruction, do it the best you can. All you're expected to do the best you can. I love that. Maybe we should always add that at the end. Otherwise, you're supposed to do it 100%. So if this instruction today makes sense, do it the best you can. Okay.